You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Hope for Hard Times. This tract is read by Adam Werner. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Tracts, copyright 2009. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. For the family facing foreclosure, for the father diagnosed with terminal cancer, for the wife struggling to conceive, for the young girl considering abortion, for the thousands who lost jobs and life savings, there is hope. The Bible says that each of us has been created by God, that He loves us, and that He wants us to have a fulfilling life. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, Jesus said, John chapter 10, verse 10. He meant a life that goes beyond mere existence, to a fulfilling life lived in harmony with the Creator's knowledge of us and His desires for us. But there is something that separates us from this abundant life that God intended. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. It is because of this sin, this disobedience towards God, that every person is separated from Him. Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. And even worse is the consequence of sin, eternal separation from God. The wages, cost, of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. However, in His love and mercy, God sent His sinless Son, Jesus, to pay the price for our sin's debt. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died on a cross, was buried, and then rose from the dead on the third day. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 4. It is only through the death of Jesus that we can be reconciled to God. And through His death, God offers the free gift of eternal life to all who believe in His name. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. John chapter 3, verse 36. There is no greater hope than this, the assurance of eternal life offered to us through Jesus Christ, and His promise to stay with us and sustain us in all circumstances. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, and verses 38 through 39. God offers this hope to you today. To accept His offer, begin by admitting that you are a sinner separated from God and in need of His forgiveness. Then, trust only in Christ to save you from the consequences of your sins. Believe that Jesus died for your sins on the cross and was raised from the dead in order to conquer death, bridging the gap caused by sin between you and God. Accept Jesus' offer to come into your life as your Savior. If you sincerely desire to have hope in Christ, tell God in words like these. Dear God, I admit that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you for sending Jesus to suffer the punishment that I deserve for my sins. Please help me every day to turn from my sin and live a life that pleases you. Thank you for your gift of eternal life and for the hope I now have in you. Amen. Thank you for listening to this recording of Hope for Hard Times. This tract was read by Adam Verner. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.